WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Tuesday edition of The Opening Bell. Religion in the workplace might sound controversial on first blush, but there are some CEOs and other business leaders who bring their faith with them to the office every morning. Let's bring in Dale Buss this morning, who's a contributor at the Wall Street Journal, Forbes, and Chief Executive Magazine, where his latest piece appears, Have Faith When You Bring Religious Values to Work. Dale, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I hope you're doing well as well. This is a really cool piece, interesting piece, because as I mentioned in the opening, lots of business leaders do bring their faith in some capacity with them to the C-suite. Talk to us about it a little bit.
Yeah, it really is. Well, just, you know, as your slogan for the show, the life of business and the business of life is really how these CEOs look at it. And I think a lot of people are familiar with sort of high-profile Christian CEOs who have made faith, you know, they've worn it on their sleeve, they've made it part of the culture of the companies. People like Dan Cathy, whose father, Truett Cathy, founded Chick-fil-A, and, you know, famously they are not open on Sundays, and of course, several years ago, ran into controversy over their views about traditional family and traditional marriage. And have largely stuck by those views, although kind of receded to privacy on them. And then there's Steve Green, the founder of Hobby Lobby, the big box craft and hobby stores. I mean, he's been very forward about his faith to the point of getting involved in Supreme Court cases over what he has to do and doesn't do. But my story really is about the thousands of other CEOs who bring their faith to work, who, you know, actually established their companies in large part on their faith and use their religious values as a way of leading people and relying on God for, you know, really for the fate of their companies. And it's not just Christians either. I ran across people like Shmuel Nimish, an Orthodox Jew in Montreal, whose family company is kind of an equity firm, and he uses his Orthodox Jewish values and how he looks at his company, how he looks at business. And I also talked to a woman named Azra Kalfan, and a Muslim who owns a plaque company in New York City. You know, wears a burqa in business. And you know, is proud about her faith and values and how they shape the way she leads her company.
That's one of the quotes from her in your story. She talks about how she does run her company by Islamic values, doing business fairly, being honest, providing value, having good relationships. That sounds like a model for just about everybody, even if you're not religious.
Right. And I think here what comes into play is, you know, people like her and there's a guy interviewed named Nathan Sheets, who runs Nature Nate's Honey, a company in Texas. And he exercises values that he would call Christian, you know, in a lot of ways similar to what Azra was talking about. But the whole point is, you know, to have a philosophy of management that these people see as being authentic. And in an era that's, you know, we all know, increasingly secular, this can have a lot of appeal to people because they know what they're getting into and they know what decisions and philosophy are sort of guiding the people who are leading their company. And so it doesn't always work out, obviously. It isn't attractive to everyone, and there can be some controversy involved as well. Maybe sometimes employees think their leaders are being hypocritical because they say, oh, I'm leading by Christian values, and they make a disappointing decision or whatever. But in an era when secularism reigns, there are a lot of people who feel like, yeah, I want to work in a place where I know exactly where the leader's coming from, and I think they're coming from basically a good place.
What are the dangers here in terms of the changing demographics of the workforce? I know some of the younger folks coming up are not necessarily religious, As a matter of fact, there's some surveys that show that there is a large percentage of them that don't feel that way. Are we headed for some sort of clash, or can we keep this? Can CEOs who bring faith, their faith values to work, survive and succeed with those demographics?
Well, I think both, basically. I mean, clearly, religious values are more divisive in the sense that they're being attacked more robustly these days than probably ever would have been imagined in an earlier era. You know, we're used to the cases of, for instance, the cake baker, and I think it's Denver, who, you know, is subject of great controversy because he wouldn't make a cake for a gay wedding, that kind of thing. So, and you have religious values increasingly under attack in the public square, let's put it that way. So that can happen in the workplace as well. And you mentioned demographics. I mean, millennials are certainly the least interested generation we've had in terms of organized religion. And yet they also are the generation that most longs for a job in a workplace to give them a sense of community. And so, in that sense, leaders who take their faith seriously and the great values that religions can bring, you know, can really create a great workplace for millennials that can attract them because they're looking for something that goes beyond tradition as well in their workplace. So it can go, it can kind of cut both ways.
Yeah, and it's interesting because the story begins with a story about Joel Manby from the CEO of SeaWorld, talking about how leading with love really translates into what millennials are looking for wanting from the workplace.
Yeah, Joel's a friend of mine. He actually is an old GM guy from Detroit, and he went to a company called Hirschend Family Entertainment. They own places like Dollywood in Tennessee and in Branson, Missouri, favored vacation land for Chicagoans. They own properties there. And he actually, along with the founders, established an idea of servant leadership where the whole focus is on, you know, how can we serve literally both our employees and our customers and make them feel, you know, the source of our service and our approach to them is our faith, and do it in a, you know, not a confrontational way, but just really in a joyous way. And, you know, he found that this can have a tremendous impact on a company and how it's received, not just by people who are religious necessarily, but people who may not have faith themselves, but who like to work at a company where the people do.
It's interesting, too, because if it's a publicly held company, the goal is to make money. We've all heard the term greed is good. How do those two, the value of making money, sort of contradict with the idea of charity and the other things that go along with religion?
Well, it's kind of interesting because there's a parallel in the secular sense these days in that a lot of people don't want to work for a company that only stands for making dollars and cents, right? I mean, the traditional measure is you make money for your shareholders if you're a publicly held company. That's really all you worry about. But today, boards and CEOs increasingly say, no, our company has to stand for something more, has to stand for some kind of sublime values, whether it's environmentalism, whether it's some kind of political statement, whatever. So already CEOs and boards, even of publicly held companies, have this kind of approach and attitude saying we can't just stand for dollars and cents. And so in that sense, having a company that's built on a faith culture or a faith philosophy, you know, can fit in fairly well, even with a publicly held company, although, you know, leaders of those companies have to be a little bit more careful about expressing openly that this is a faith-based thing. It's a lot easier if you run the company, you own it, and you don't have to worry about shareholders.
Yeah, absolutely. Dale, good conversation. Thank you for sharing it with us this morning.
All right, thank you.
Dale Buss, who is a contributor this time around at Chief Executive Magazine. His latest piece, Have Faith When You Bring Religious Values to Work, is online now at chiefexecutive.net, and we will link out to it in the podcast of The Opening Bell a little bit later this morning at WGNRadio.com.